It started with tabloid papers and TV shows spotlighting the mugshots of disgraced actors and politicians. Well, now with the help of regional mugshot magazines, regular Joes who are arrested are getting in on the act, and often they're smiling. But in one North Carolina county, if you ham it up for your mugshot, you could get locked up. Julie Rose of member station WFAE reports.
You may have seen these publications around. Here in Charlotte, they're sold in gas stations. They're super cheap and filled with nothing but mugshots.
Hey, how are you? Good. Do you sell that, like, Slammer magazine with all the mugshots in it?
We do.
You do?
This one has a whole section of people grinning it up. And I always wonder, why would you smile in a mugshot?
Well, because I knew in that instance this was a planned civil disobedience in January.
So in Scotty Wingfield's case, she meant to get arrested at an Occupy Charlotte protest. And cracking a huge grin in her mugshot was a way of extending that protest. But the deputy behind the camera said,
I'll put you in lockdown for 5 hours if you continue to smile.
Yep, lockdown. Wingfield settled for a smirk. In recent months, other Charlotte occupiers say they got a similar threat too. But none tested the no smiling rule like Jason Dow. A week and a half ago, he landed at Mecklenburg County's Jail Processing Center for using a computer to project protest messages on Bank of America's building. He pulled a huge face stretcher for the deputy on mugshot duty.
He told me to stop smiling, and I told him I couldn't. And he's like, well, you're going to spend some time in isolation if you don't. And I went ahead and started walking over there, at which point they shut the door.
12 hours Dow sat in that 5x8 cell. Not until he agreed to keep a straight face was he even allowed to make a call to friends waiting all night in the parking lot to post his $250 bail. When Dow finally caved and left the jail, he stopped at a gas station. There on the counter sat a copy of The Slammer.
Yeah, and there was a guy right on the front with a big old grin on his face, all his teeth showing. And I was like, in that instance, I kind of think it's like selective enforcement.
A spokesman at the American Jail Association says there are no national standards for mugshots. In Mecklenburg County, it's up to the deputy behind the camera. And Captain Mark McLaughlin says smiling is not completely prohibited.
As long as it's not, like some people will really cheese up and these kind of things, and we just can't have that.
Because police use mugshots from the database when they put together photo lineups of suspects in a crime. The pictures need to look uniform, says McLaughlin.
I hear these are the photo areas.
The cinder block cell where Dow was held is about 20 feet away. I can see through the glass door, it's empty. Of the 53,000 arrestees processed here each year, McLaughlin estimates fewer than 100 land in lockdown. He points to half a dozen guys lounging on plastic benches as we pass by.
And as you can see, we have people sitting here quietly watching TV, waiting, nobody in the holding cells.
Cooperation breeds cooperation, he quips. Deputies don't have time to negotiate with someone itching for a confrontation, even over something silly as a grin. Easier and safer, says McLaughlin, to wait them out in lockdown.
The thing is, we're going to win. I mean, you know, we may lose in some civil suit down the road somewhere, but for the moment, we're going to win because we run the place.
So wipe that smile off your face. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
You're listening to All Things Considered.